This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, October 19th, 2020. I'm Mark Boulanger. As part of its efforts to help teachers and students during the pandemic, Education International is campaigning to protect the world's 152 million child laborers. EI is the global union for teachers and other education workers. Susan Hopgood is EI's president. In a recent webinar, she interviewed Kailash Satyarthi. Mr. Satyarthi is a Nobel laureate and the principal organizer of the Global March for Child Labor.
Kailash, before the pandemic, you know, because of your work, the movements against child labour and for quality education for every student, those movements were linked closely and we were gaining ground. What's the global situation now with regard to child labour in the midst of the pandemic?
The biggest problem is that the rich countries who have allocated quite a large sum to bail out their own economies, their own companies, to restore the markets and so on, they are not fulfilling their promises that they have made time and again. We have released, as the Nobel laureates, the group Laureates and Leaders for Children has released a report recently, and that has exposed that over $8 trillion have been allocated in this COVID response fund. But when it comes to the most needy, the most marginalized children and their parents, it is only 0.13%. 0.13. Not 1%, not even 0.5%. So this shows that how are we dealing with the most marginalized children? And what is my deep fear that clock may turn back? Because whatever progress we have made in eradication of child labor, reducing the incident of child marriages and child trafficking and child slavery, this will be in danger. Millions of children may fall into child labor. We know that we were not really putting all our efforts, including the political will and the resources in ending child labor, which we have promised to do by 2025. There were apprehensions that today, when 152 million children are working as child laborers, maybe 121 million will still remain in child labor. That was the pre-pandemic situation. But now, during the pandemic, in the post-pandemic era, that would be much more serious if we don't act with compassion for our children, if we don't prioritize the most marginalized children. So what we are demanding, we are asking for fair share for children. And I am so proud and so strengthened that Education International has been the part of the Laureates and Leaders for Children Summit and strengthened the whole demand that there should be fair share for children. We are demanding that 20% most marginalized children and their parents should get 20% of this COVID response fund. And at least $1 trillion out of $8 trillion should be allocated now for the cause of education and freedom and safety and health of children, so that teachers and the entire education system can feel safe and can work. This $1 trillion can help in many ways. It is able to cancel all debt of the low-income countries from the rich countries for 2 years. It can also ensure to achieve sustainable development goals related to education, health, water, and sanitation for next 2 years. It can also serve all the COVID appeals made by the United Nations as well as by the charities. So these kind of things are very much needed to ensure that we bring back our children to school safely. We cannot afford to lose the entire generation.
And that's it, International Labor News You Can Use. You can find our features and daily newscasts on our website at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.